sunshine is kissing my face. You know what they say, you need to have darkness in order to see the light. And love is a strange little creature.
Buenas tardes a nuestra radio educativa. Hoy llevamos a cabo nuestra segunda sesión de radio escolar, una sesión con la que contamos con un invitado especial. Como todos los años, nuestro centro tiene la suerte de contar con auxiliares de conversación en inglés que van a garantizar un gran aprendizaje en nuestros alumnos en lo que se refiere a la competencia de la comunicación lingüística inglesa. Hoy están también aquí con nosotros alumnos y alumnas de cuarto, quinto y sexto de primaria que van a hacer una entrevista en inglés, no cabe ser de otra manera, para conocer más a fondo a nuestro auxiliar, Darrell Elliot Smith.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes.
También está aquí con nosotros al compañero Gregorio Miranda, maestro de inglés del colegio, y que es el responsable de esta actividad que hoy llevamos a cabo en nuestra radio escolar. Como público invitado, tenemos también a los alumnos de quinto de primaria. Buenos días. Bueno, sin más, damos paso a esta entrevista y vamos a dar la palabra al compañero Gregorio Miranda.
Buenos días a todos. Hoy, como ha comentado el compañero Gregorio, tenemos la segunda sesión de nuestra radio escolar. Y ante la llegada afortunada del auxiliar de conversación, tuvimos la idea de preparar unas preguntas entre todos los alumnos y vamos a proceder a su... La verdad que la llegada de un auxiliar de conversación, que nosotros por ser centro Concepción Bilingüe tenemos desde hace ya muchos años, es una herramienta muy importante para la mejora de la competencia comunicativa en inglés de los niños. Y entonces vamos a hacer una actividad divertida con ellos para que vean el uso real de la lengua en un contexto real como es una entrevista. Así que a continuación os voy a presentar a los alumnos que van a intervenir por parte de quinto de primaria. Tenemos a Ismael Ruiz Abolainaz. Igualmente tenemos a Darío Romero Merino. Posteriormente, los alumnos de sexto, Alejandro Tena Guisado y José Manuel Morillo Ortiz, harán sus preguntas y terminaremos con las alumnas de cuarto de primaria, Eva Trillo Carcelén y Carmen Guisado Tena. Entonces, vamos a comenzar, vamos a pasar del español al inglés y vamos a comenzar la entrevista. Oh, let it be, let it be. Welcome, Darrell. Welcome to our school. You have been working here for 2 weeks. This is the second week, and we hope that in this year you enjoy and learn a lot with the kids. I think that children are very happy. And later at the end of the year, we will discover and we will check. But now I'm sure that they are very happy with you in the classes. So first student is Darío here. Are you ready, Darío?
Yes.
Okay, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
Okay.
Which is your first question?
Where are you from?
I'm from Rotherham, which is a town in the north of England, which is part of the United Kingdom.
My second question is, do you have any pets?
I have, at home, I have one dog and five cats. I also have at my finca three goats, two mastinis, and nine hens.
Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Okay, thank you, Darío. And now, here we have Ismael. Ismael, are you ready with your question?
Yes.
Okay, so the first one is?
Where do you live?
I live in Magatela.
My second question is, do you like Spanish food?
I do like Spanish food. My favorite Spanish food is rabo de toro.
Okay, thank you, Ismael. And now, the next student from Primary 6 is Alejandro Tena. Are you ready, Alejandro?
Of course.
Okay, so now your first question for Darrell.
My first question for you is, what do you do in your free time?
In my free time, I like to read, listen to music, cook, and do arts and crafts.
My second question for you is, would you like to be the next Rotherham mayor?
I would. I really love my hometown. I'm very proud of it, and anything I could do to help it would make me very happy.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Alejandro. Okay, and now here from Primary 6, we have José Manuel. José Manuel, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Okay, good. And have you got, how many questions have you got?
Two questions.
Okay, so ask the question, please.
My first question is, what do you know about Spanish culture?
I know a little about Spanish culture because part of my family is Spanish, so I know about flamenco and bullfighting, which I don't agree with. And I know quite a lot about the food.
My second question is, do you like Extremadura?
I do like Extremadura. I think it's a very beautiful part of Spain, and I think the people are really friendly.
Okay, thank you, José Manuel. Okay, and now here we have Carmen Guisado from Primary 4, and I think that she's ready for the question. Are you ready, Carmen?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with the question.
My first question is, can you speak many languages?
I speak English, which is my native language. I speak a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of French, and enough German to order a beer.
Okay. My second question is, do you like traveling?
I do like traveling. I don't get much opportunity to travel, but I have travelled around most of Europe, so now I would like to go and travel around the United States.
My third question is, do you like nature?
Do I like nature? I do, and I like to grow things. I like to grow vegetables and plants, so I very much like nature.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Carmen. And now we are going to finish our interview with Eva. Are you ready, Eva?
Yes.
Okay.
My first question is, do you like the work here in our school?
I do like the work here in the school. I think it's really interesting. The children here are lovely and they really, really want to learn. The teachers are very nice, so it's a pleasure to be here.
My second question is, did you like this interview?
I did, because the questions were very well thought out, and I think that shows the commitment of the students here. So I really liked the questions, so yes, it was a very good interview. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Eva. Okay, and now we have to thank you, Darrell, for the interview, and obviously thank you all the children for the question, okay? From the school, we want that they continue working hard, learning English and practicing English, because they know that English is an important language, and when you know a language, you can communicate, you can travel, and you can do a lot of things. Okay, thank you very much, Darrell.
My pleasure.
We hope that your stay here in the school is a good experience for you. Okay? And with this, we finish our second program.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness,
terminamos nuestro segundo programa con esta entrevista, que creemos que ha sido muy interesante. Y os invitamos a seguir escuchando nuestra radio educativa del Colegio Pedro de Valdivia. Un saludo a todos, a toda la comunidad educativa, y próximamente continuaremos emitiendo desde aquí, desde las aulas y con la colaboración de todos los alumnos.
When all the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is...